Welcome to OlaTalks.com, the real estate edition. My name is Ola. Today's topic is, how do you buy a foreclosed home in New Jersey? I'm going to give you three ways. Is that okay? All right. I have an email question here, though, you know. So let's dive into it, shall we? Hello, Ola. I graduated from college about 8.5 years ago, and I bought my first home within 2 years. Not too long after that, I lost the home into foreclosure due to my carelessness. I'm sorry to hear that. That happened to a lot of people in the past 2008, 9, 10 years, you know. I've since worked on my finances and I'm ready to buy a home the right way. Hopefully you can help me. Yes, I can. Don't tell anyone, right? Through my studies and research, especially with my experience in being a victim in a foreclosure. Are you really a victim? There's a lot of people like to say they're a victim in foreclosure. I'm not sure if you're really a victim. You know, sometimes we make decisions, right? And we can try to blame it on Uncle Sam and the Wall Street, you know. But I think it's better you take responsibility for your part in that process, right? So I'm thinking that buying a foreclosed home for cheap wouldn't be a bad idea. I don't think so too, right? But I'm going to give you the ins and outs of that, you know, of what that entails. What do you think? What do I think? What are the up and downsides to buying a foreclosed home in New Jersey, and how do I go about it? Thanks much. All right. So first of all, I'm going to tell you like this. When you're buying a foreclosed home, you need to understand that usually these are homes that are not prepared for the retail market. Okay. So in other words, you may need to fix a few things here and there. Anything from a simple carpet to painting to major work to like structural damages and stuff like that. So you need to be aware of that. That can happen in real life when you're dealing with a foreclosed home. When you go to the retail market, you're buying a home that somebody put together that will pass inspection. You should do inspection. It should be for the inspection should be part of the steps in your home buying process. Unless you're buying a new construction, I would still do an inspection anyway, you know. But essentially, you should understand that foreclosed home by a bank, you're buying something that at cheap because no one is going to put in the TLC, the extra work to make it look. They're not going to stage the house for you. But there's an upside to that. You get to pick up a home at significant discount, tens of thousands of dollars in discount. So is it possible? Yes, it's possible. Okay. But the first way you can buy that most people are familiar with to buy a home and foreclosed home is at the sheriff auction. Sheriff, right? The county sheriff. You go to the staircases at the county office and you collect a list. The downside to that is you're going to buy a home that you're not really exactly familiar with. And you have to make a buying decision based on information on paper. You don't get to do an inspection. And you have to have private funds for that. So you're very likely not going to, no mortgage company is going to give you money, mortgage money to buy a home at the sheriff auction. The second way is short sales. Short sales is essentially pre-foreclosed. So it's not exactly foreclosed, it's pre-foreclosure. In other words, the person that owned the home is already in problem and they're still in control. And in New Jersey, typically it might take up to 10 months, 12 months, depends on what county, before they actually foreclosed after you stop payment. So you can connect with the owner and they can agree to sell their home and walk away with nothing. The bank will not let them walk away with something. But because they're owing a lot more than the house is worth, the bank is saying, yeah, if we sell on the regular market, we're not going to make our money. But somebody's offering money here. Maybe the house is worth $300,000, but they owe $400,000. Now you're getting the bank to agree to sell it to you for $280,000. You can do that, but you need the bank and the homeowner to agree to that. The third way is REO, real estate owned or bank owned. In other words, they already foreclosed on the property. They tried to sell it at the sheriff auction and nobody bought the property. So the bank took the house back and then sometimes they do cleanup. Sometimes they don't do any cleanup and they list it on the market with a real estate agent, right? And when they do that, you get to see it on a regular market. But remember, again, the house is not going to be in the best of condition. So if you can see through the house not being staged, it needs carpet, it needs painting, and understand that it may need structural fixing on the structure of the home, then you may be able to pick up a nice deal from that. But the main key here to understand is there are three ways. You can either buy it from the sheriff as soon as it got foreclosed on, Or you can buy it pre-foreclosed, short sales, meaning the bank is agreeing that this homeowner, they can't afford this house anymore, but they want to sell it. We're going to agree to sell it for less than what the house, less than what is owed on the house. Okay? You can do that. That can take months. That process can take months. Sheriff auction, you have cash, the first step, right? Sheriff auction, you have some money, some private funds, and you know how to analyze a house from outside. So if you're not really experienced in real estate, I would discourage that completely. Short sales can take forever. Typically, a buyer is not willing to wait around for 3 to 6 months to buy a short sale. REO is already listed on the market by a bank with an agent, right? So the only thing there is that the house is not going to be staged. It's not going to look clean. But if you can see through that, you can pick up really, really good deals. So it's something that you want to pay attention to. But at that too, there's going to be damages. For example, we had a situation in Saraville, New Jersey, that the person wanted to buy the home, but eventually after purchasing the home, she really loved the house. She purchased the home, but she found out it's a whole lot more work than she anticipated for. So you need the right team around you to make sure you're not getting into any kind of trouble when it comes to foreclosed homes, because frankly, there could be hidden stuff. But yes, the upside is that you can pick up some really, really nice houses as a discount. You just have to be willing to put in a little bit more work for that kind of discount. All right, so those are the three ways to buy a property, a foreclosed home in New Jersey: sheriff auction, short sales, REO. There may be other ways, but those are the three major ways that I've been personally involved with in the past, and probably the most common ways as well too. All right, so if you'd like to get my personal help personally, all you have to do is send me your question to email. By email to ask@olatalks.com. It will take me up to 5 weeks to answer you, as I receive over 200 emails per day. However, the quickest way to get real estate help from me is to reach out through my real estate department, and that's at www.olatalks.com/real estate. You can see that on the screen if you're watching me by video. olatalks.com/real estate. My father and I have the best team in place to help you to make your buying your next real estate a seamless process. That's all I have for you on this particular episode. I'll see you on the next one, and peace.